Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 64, talking about the idea of how things seem, how things can might be construed as Maris Ayin. The Gemara then brings a brisa showing that this actually is a subject of a debate. The Tana Kama rules that one whose clothing became wet on Shabbos from rain may spread them out to dry in a place where the public cannot see them. He may not spread them out where the public can see, as there is concern that someone might think that the clothes were washed on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, however, prohibit spreading the clothes out even where the public cannot see them. A lot of times we're worried about what people say, what people might think, especially in public, and a lot of times it's easy to do different things in private versus doing different things in public, but that's not good. That's why there's the idea of a gazlan versus a ganav. A ganav, someone who does things in hiding at nighttime, he steals, he's worried about what man will say. But a gazlan is not worried about man will say, but he's worried about other things. And some levels, in some ways, some things are worse than the other. Who are you more afraid of? Are you more afraid of man, or are you more afraid of Hashem? You're more afraid of flesh and blood, which was created by Hashem, or you're more afraid of by Hashem himself? That's why when it comes to the Gemara here, we have to make sure to do things that we realize that Hashem and everybody else knows what we're doing. The idea of Maris Ayin, we don't want people to think the wrong thing. We don't want people to get the wrong impression. We don't want them to get the wrong idea about different things. A person walks into a McDonald's, he's wearing his kippah, and he looks like a frum Jew. His tzitzis are out. Why is he going to McDonald's? What is he doing? But he's going in just for a soda, which is perfectly okay. He's going for a water, which is perfectly okay. But we don't want people to get the wrong idea. We don't want people to get the wrong impression. Even though we're all supposed to be Donlikovskos, we're supposed to always judge favorably, you shouldn't put yourself in a position, in a situation where people might have the ability to misjudge you, the ability to misconstrue what you're doing. People might falsely assume what you're doing is incorrect. So we should try to always put ourselves in the right situations, not give anybody the idea, not give everybody the ability to think that we're doing something wrong. Even if you're doing something permissible, try to watch out for Maris Ayin. Try to watch out for what other things do. It also goes with the idea of Kiddush Hashem. Whatever you do, wherever you're going, you're an ambassador of Hashem. You're the prince or the princess of Hashem. You're walking in His army day to day, everything you do. So you want to make sure that everything you do only sheds good light on Hashem and His nation, only shows good actions on Hashem and His nations. Because in that way, we can sanctify Hashem wherever we go, whatever we do, wherever we may be. And to avoid Maris Ayin as much as we can would be a really good thing to try to do. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 65 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.